My name is Annick Schnitzler, I'm 72 years old, and I'm an honorary professor at the University of Lorraine. Together with several researchers, I studied the DNA of 19th century wolves from the Lorraine region, which are on display behind you. My areas of research and teaching included the forest ecology of natural temperate forests, with a focus on floodplain and mountain forests. The main objective was to understand the processes that connect living beings to one another, while also taking into account the climatic events to which they're naturally subject, such as floods, fires, and storms. To analyze the current state of biodiversity, it's always interesting to look to the past, namely the last interglacial period, known as the Holocene. This was also the interglacial period when modern humans spread across the planet. However, we can see that humans have only had a significant impact on the environment for the last 2 to 3 millennia, often with irreversible consequences in terms of habitat and species loss. Fortunately, we could in some cases reverse the trend by taking appropriate measures, such as recreating floodplains for alluvial forests, or reintroducing certain extinct species, such as large carnivores, to slow down this loss of biodiversity. I've been passionate about nature, especially forests, ever since I was a child. I started exploring the forests of the Vosges when I was 10 years old, and I spent many long hours observing wild animals and reading lots of books in parallel to fuel my passion. It was only natural that I was drawn to biological sciences, and I completed my studies with a thesis on the ecology of the Upper Rhine floodplain forests, which I defended at the University of Strasbourg. There wasn't really a specific time when I realized I had a passion for nature, because it's always been a part of me. However, I could mention a few key moments in my life, such as my visit to Białowieża Forest in Poland, where I saw an old-growth forest with dead wood and giant trees for the first time. Some other wonderful experiences were exploring alluvial forests teeming with huge lianas and discovering vast expanses of forest reclaiming the former pastures of southern France. But I also had many other eye-opening adventures, such as admiring bison in the forests of Poland and discovering young wolves in their dens in the forests of Belarus with a fellow scientist from the university in Minsk. The conservation of these stuffed individuals, both here and in all other museums, is extremely important for better understanding their genetic history. I was also fortunate enough to travel through many different forests around the world, at all latitudes and on all continents except Australia. And from all these experiences, I came to understand that letting nature take its course is the best way we can restore an environment that's been occupied by humans, even when it's been significantly altered. So, to combat biodiversity loss, I write articles and books and give lectures. I'm also involved in several nature conservation associations. In addition, I initiated a film about the rewilding of a small part of the Moselle River upstream from Nancy. The University of Lorraine posted it online in 2013. In my opinion, the best example of an action to be taken is participating in the Francis Allais Association for Primeval Forests, which is trying to establish a 70,000-hectare lowland forest reserve so that such a primeval forest can be revived in Western Europe. The time needed for this forest to develop fully is estimated at around 7 centuries, which means it will take several generations.